When a child stands on his head and rolls over, he's turned to what?
Flip.
If a child puts his head down on the ground and rolls over, what do you call that?
Just rolling over.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call that a somersault?
Yeah, they have. I've had a somersault. Mm-hmm. When they do it on the hands, or handspin.
Yeah. The children like to go blank in the pool.
Swimming or wading.
And you might say, I have blank there myself. Do you have a pool at your club?
Yeah.
What have you done there?
I don't ever go swimming.
You don't? Did you when you were a boy?
No, I had trouble with my ears, you know, from that boxing and stuff. But I had the earache so much, I didn't swim much. But I can swim.
Have you done it before?
What, swim? Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah. I can swim.
And you'd say if you'd done it the day, if you used to do it, you'd say, I have what in the past?
Well, I have swim. I have gone swimming.
Mm-hmm. When you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say
receipt. Give you a what?
They'll
give you a receipt, is the rule.
What do you call a bonus when your bill's paid on time?
Oh, discount.
Unfamiliar term to me. I mean, discount isn't, but they've got one in here that I've never seen before. Some kind of gift when you pay your bill on time.
Well, they used to have give you so much off, 10% off if you pay it for the first of the month, 15th.
Did you just call it a discount?
Yeah, give you a discount.
That thing you had with your ear, it was just a, was it ever mastoiditis?
No.
I had double mastoiditis when I was a kid. I didn't have to.
Cecil Myers, Preacher Myers, had to have mastoiditis operation.
I didn't have to have
operation. He liked it. Really lost his ear. His hearing altogether.
Does he still have holes?
Yeah.
That's
they're not too noticeable, though. Mm-hmm. He's a big, tall man, the average man. They have to get up on something and see it.
I didn't have to have that. I was
glad.
Oh, you'd
be glad you didn't. That's awful painful and dangerous, too.
Yeah. Someone who got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out, you'd say he what? He got what? Or got caught in a current and didn't get out down at the beach, he got what?
Did he drown?
Mm-hmm. And after he went down for the third time, you'd say he what?
He drowned.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
If you saw something up a tree and you wanted to take a closer look at it and you couldn't very well reach it by just a ladder, so you'd go over the tree and do what?
Climb it. I've climbed many of them, shake your possums out when I was a little boy. You ever go possum out and shake a possum out?
No.
Climb up a tree and get up on them and shake it. Drop off them dogs, catch him, put him in the sack.
That's kind of dangerous, isn't it?
Nah. They won't bite you. Put it after the dog gets him, but boy, before that dog gets him, you bite you.
I thought they would if you got too close to him.
Yes, sir.
If you were speaking of mountain climbing, and your neighbor had done it last year, had been up a certain mountain last year, to say that, you'd say, my neighbor blanket last year.
He climbed it last year. She where Hank Williams fell off that mountain?
Yeah.
Let me old boy save his life.
Last I heard, he was in fair condition.
Yeah, he'll make it, I think.
And back to the climbing again, you might say, if you'd never been up a mountain, you might say, but I have never blanked a mountain in my life.
I've never climbed a mountain in my life.
If a man wants to hide behind a low hedge, he's got to what?
Stoop.
Or what do you call this? Right after.